We talk now to KUOW's David Hyde, live from the convention center. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
It's good. I understand the Washington delegation got a private meeting with Bernie Sanders today.
Yeah, and as you know, over 70% of the Washingtonians here are Sanders delegates, and Bernie Sanders urged them to keep fighting. He said the political revolution they started is going to keep going past November, and a lot of them have been telling me the same thing. They really believe it, but it was also an emotional moment after he left. There was hugging, there was crying, and for many of these folks who worked so hard for Bernie Sanders, they say there's just a real sense of loss.
And maybe some catharsis. So you were also at the Republican convention last week. I wonder how you compare these two events, David.
Yeah, these are my first conventions, and I've, you know, just watched them forever on TV. And one thing that really stands out for me behind the scenes is just all the drinking. The booze is just flowing at these various events.
That's a different kind of booze than we've been hearing about.
Exactly. Yes. But from what I could tell, the Republican delegation kind of wins on that score. They really, really like to party it up there in Cleveland. And it's worth noting that the Republican breakfast in Cleveland was a lot later in the day. It was at 9:30 a.m., where the Democrats' breakfast here in Philly starts at 7:30. And that's East Coast time, right? So there's a bit of a time change, jet lag going on there. But I figure, you know, Democrats, they still have time to step it up. There's still a chance to win.
Okay, the Republicans have been partying. Does that mean Republican conventions have much better evening entertainment?
I would say if you set aside the evening entertainment part that involves drinking, this convention here in Philadelphia is just a lot cooler than the one in Cleveland.
A lot cooler. Why do you say that?
In Cleveland, they had former Happy Days star Scott Baio,
yes.
Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson. Here in Philly, it's Boyz II Men, Alicia Keys, Sarah Silverman, Michelle Obama. Do I need to keep going?
All right, you got me convinced on the cool. So here we are, as you mentioned, David, you had always taken in conventions on TV. We're watching, we're listening on the radio. How is that all playing inside the hall with the Washington delegation?
I mean, people love it. They love the speakers. They love the entertainment. Our delegate was on their feet and dancing in their seats when Boyz II Men came out to kick this thing off. But, you know, that's not the whole story. For some of the hardcore Sanders delegates who are here from Washington State, the spectacle that's being manufactured here for television just reinforces for them how kind of inauthentic and staged managed the whole thing really is. I was just on the floor watching. We may even hear in a minute more of people rehearsing the song "What the World Needs Now is Love," and it's really great stuff, but what you see on TV just doesn't convey what the rank and file delegates are telling me they're feeling.
Well, let's talk about how they're feeling, David, because we're talking with David Hyde at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, where now, David, the main floor fights presumably are over. It is Clinton versus Trump. How are Washington delegates feeling about Hillary's chances now?
I think, you know, some of them are super happy. They're just really, really excited about Hillary Clinton. Many of them are still excited about this historic moment. But some still worry that Hillary Clinton is going to have a hard time beating Donald Trump. And the Sanders people blame a flawed system. They point to shenanigans within the DNC and the Democratic establishment. They say it produced a flawed candidate who's not doing that well in the polls. And, you know, we've seen this before with somebody like John Kerry. So behind the stage managed spectacle, there are mixed feelings here. You know, happiness mixed with a kind of political anxiety and a touch of bitterness.
It's great to get that perspective when what you hear is, oh, there's so many boos, or else you hear all the spin going on. But David, we're really glad that you're there in person. So maybe we can talk again tomorrow.
I can't wait.
David Hyde, KUOW reporter there in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. We're going to bring you live continuing coverage of the convention tonight. That begins at 6 o'clock, and you may have heard that the featured speaker tonight is someone named Barack Obama. Hope you can join us for live coverage beginning at 6 here on KUOW. 94.9 Seattle News and Information.